Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Fooled ya. Hatchet Man is busy as we speak. He will join us at 9:15. 9:15 right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. He's probably working out his final details. He's got businesses going. He's got stuff going on.
Yeah.
Right.
Always does.
So Vanessa Richardson is going to join us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. She is the new co-host to the show right after ours, starting Monday right here. It's
Vanessa and Gallant.
Vanessa and Gallant.
Although our intern was up here last night. There's an intern here. She goes to school at Stratford, and she was talking with Michael Carroll. They were coming up with alternate names. If you're open to an alternate name for the show, there's already people up here spitballing ideas, Vanessa.
Can I hear some of them? Because I am intrigued.
Yeah. You will hear.
Well, I thought V and Pauly G.
It's not bad. No. The intern said, what about the fifth quarter? And I thought, that's actually a great name if the show started at 7. Like a late show.
That's a
like,
good point, yeah.
Like late hits could also be the fifth quarter. That's a pretty good nickname.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good name for
the
a show.
The 10th inning.
Yeah, one of those.
The first one was V and Pauly G.
V and Pauly G.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually really like that. I'm not going to lie.
See that?
Yeah, listen.
Ideas guy, Vanessa.
The brand new guy can change. Now, I'm going to tell people straight up front that I like Vanessa. She came over from Indianapolis. Like everyone else, we didn't know who the hell you were. Like, who the hell got this thing with Jeff Leno? How in the world? I've never even seen her before. And then I got to know you a little bit over Danny Arnold's place when you were over there.
Yeah.
We've texted a little bit. I think our listeners are going to like Vanessa. She is not going to be any of your stereotypical stuff that you think.
What is the stereotype that you speak of?
Well, anything that you're like, oh, she's not going to know sport. Oh, she's going to be good again. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. You've seen it on Twitch.
Right.
I really appreciate that. And I appreciate you guys having me on. I mean, I obviously have listened to you guys way before I even knew that this was going to come to be. And just big fans of both of you. And, yeah, getting to know Lance. Lance has been really fun. So, yeah, I think it's going to be an adventure. And look, I mean, I think working somewhere where I'm going to be able to do more than just a 60-second report, I'm really excited about.
Yeah. Well, see, you did a TV. This is so much more fun. I did TV for years, Vanessa, and
having
2 hours, you guys are going to have 2 hours to break down stuff, to talk about stuff. That 3 minutes that you get on your sports cast on television, or that 60 seconds, whatever you get, you know, night in and night out, they cut you. They always cut you, right? You're the first thing to go
when the news
runs long.
For weather, for anything.
So this is so much better. You're gonna have a good time. And Pauly G is fun, too. He's excitable. I want you to know that.
He seems very intense. I'm excited about that, and I think was that a diplomatic way of saying that? I feel like saying he's intense is diplomatic, so we'll go with that.
That is such a great phrase. Paul Gallant is intense.
He will.
I mean, it's energetic, but there's a level of intensity bubbling underneath the energy.
Some of his energy will surprise you at times, I think. I worked with him. We did a television show that was more like radio, just doing bouncing stuff back and forth. But he's fun, and there's no question that you're going to have fun. Have you wanted to do radio? Right? I mean, you got the face for television. So, I mean, has that always been what you want to do? But now you get into this medium. How long have you wanted to do this?
You know, I did radio in college. I started in radio. So my freshman year of college, I got a job at a radio station in Indianapolis covering the Colts and the Indy 500, which in Indianapolis is like, you know, a big, obviously the 500's a big thing. And so I started in radio actually and really loved it and then moved over to TV. I think that, and I could get on the soapbox about this for hours, as I'm sure we all could, but just the way that media has gone, which is a lot of audio, it's a lot of social media, all that, blah, blah, blah. I think radio is more conducive to what I want to do, which is long-form interviews, commentary, and less the traditional. It's nothing against local news. It's just I want to do something a little bit more in-depth and a little bit more creative where I can write, do videos, and then obviously I just was kind of pulled in by the culture at ESPN and how much fun you guys have and how much creativity I think Todd and Jason and David allow. So that's a weird answer, but I definitely was looking for something where I could expand and grow more.
Yeah, the next creative thing will be the first here, but you know, that's fun. It's a good idea. Try to be creative as opposed to what we do here. I think you guys are going to have a good time. You're going to bring, obviously, you're going to bring a perspective that we don't have here on the station, and that's awesome. That is awesome, but and a hell of a lot of knowledge. That Luno, I mean, how long had you been in this market before you got Jeff Luno on? Because I'm with Lance. I said, who's Vanessa Richardson, and how does she get
that was
Jeff
huge,
Luno?
Huge get.
That was, well, at least you guys were nicer about it. Most people were like, how the bleep did this mid-20s girl?
Well, I mean,
we can't say
that on the radio.
Right, right. It actually is really simple. I mean, it's not any different than a guy. You build a relationship, okay? And what happened was I had met not only Jeff, obviously working, but I had met his entire family at the ALDS, I think, or CS. And just really hit it off with them. And then everything went down, everything happened, and, you know, we had kept in touch. And he was very, like, if you watch the interview, very open about the fact that he was not happy with how media handled it. Now, whether people agree with him or not is not for me to say. I'm just saying he was open about the fact that he was not happy with how media handled it, the scandal. And so, yeah, I mean, I was there. They trusted me. We had really hit it off. And yeah, so that was, trust me, I was just as surprised as everybody else that it ended up coming to fruition. But yeah, he and his family were really great about it. And it was obviously the biggest, as they say in Big J journalism, the biggest get of my career. And I was really lucky that they chose me for that.
That's cool. I don't know. I didn't hear. Are you going to have any other TV duties or is that done?
Well, I'm going to be freelancing for sure.
Yeah.
I've done some stuff with NBC the last couple of weeks, a couple of races, which are all on the weekends, and then there's some sideline opportunities. So I wouldn't say done with TV at all, but like I said, I just think it's so much of it is multimedia now, and I just was looking for something that was more, going to allow more growth, you know? And so, yeah, I'm not necessarily done with TV, but probably fair to say I'm not going to do local just because you can't with the radio schedule.
Yeah. Well, you'll be done at noon and you can go cover stuff.
You'll be doing sports map videos.
I'm sure you'll be, yeah.
You'll be doing sports map videos
you'll be on YouTube
in a matter
plenty.
Of seconds.
Yes, you'll be doing plenty of YouTube, that's for sure. And then I don't know why a television station couldn't use you in the afternoons. I could certainly see that. But congratulations on your gig. That's going to be fun. We'll be, trading off every day with you and Paulie G. So that'll be fun. We'll see you every day here at 10 o'clock on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, the V and Paulie G show. That's I like it. I like it. We'll see.
Lucky me. So excited. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate you both.
Thanks,
right.
Vanessa.
There's Vanessa Richardson right here. Our new colleague on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, 9/11 ESPN.
At some point, you're right. Polly's going to be, wait, what in the world? And she'll be like, oh my
what?
God.
What the hell?
Polly, you don't have to yell at me about this bullpen. What in the? Paul will hit you with that.
Oh no, he
will hit you with that fire at 7:03.
Yeah, well, it's good that she'll be up for a little while as opposed to first thing in the morning like us. Yeah. What?
So let me tell you something. She rags on our local media. She rags on. She's got a little different. She's not. She doesn't just have the like. Oh hey, what's that?
Oh, everything's hey, nice.
Everything's great. No, she doesn't. That's why I like her. She doesn't have this. if she thinks people are acting like P-words, she'll let
go
you know
for
they're
it.
Acting like P-words.
Yeah. Get it, Vanessa.
So that's what I like. You know what else I like is I like Texas Custom Patios. I like what they did for my home. If you go to tcplance.com, that's Texas Custom Patios, tcplance.com, you are going to you're going to see what they did for my space. There was an outdoor area, and I knew it would make sense for a patio. I didn't know how it would be built, and Steve and Shell saw it immediately. He went back, did his HCAD stuff. He said, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to show you. You're going to love it, and you're going to wait about 2 months. Then you're going to come back and tell me you want to get this done. He goes, that's how it always works. It literally happened exactly like that. Once you make the decision, though, to upgrade your quality of life, because that's what it is, you're going to find they have financing available. They can build out exactly what you want. Can you imagine having your own bar out there with bar stools up against it and your own kitchen with a flat top to make your griddle hamburgers or a grill that's also built into it, or a refrigerator, television, sound system? It's all out there for you with Texas Custom Patios. And when it comes time to sell your home, that value is going to be with the home when you sell it. So you are getting dollar-for-dollar value back, or maybe even higher, by the time you sell the home. Make sure that you go to TexasCustomPatios.com to get your best backyard solution. That's TexasCustomPatios.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Bottles in the ice. I like them. When we drink, we do it right. Getting zipped and scissored in my ride. Like 3-6.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. That new show just might work. I got that. I got that from an avid listener, a good friend of the show, and it just might work. So you know what? That crazy idea just might work. V and Pauly G. We'll see. It starts on Monday, so it'll be fun right after the Super Bowl. So you'll have, we'll have that right here for you. Tony Valentine, we're working on bringing him in. He's been busy. I mean, he's got businesses, I think, starting up here. And just crazy with how busy Tony Valentine is, and especially now with the big game here. You know, nobody gives out winners like Tony Valentine. So let's bring him into the show here. We haven't talked to him in a while. Tony V. What's up, Tony V? Haven't talked to
him. Oh, unbelievable. I mean, this is the greatest, absolutely the greatest time to be an American, to be alive. 1-800-676-5200. Listen, by this time, I've been giving takeout so many winners for so many years that you guys should be able to sing-song that number out, hum it, be whispering it in your wife's ear when you're making sweet love to them, 1-800-676-5200. Because when you call that phone number, unbelievable things happen for you. You got so many different things going on right now. You got the All-Star Weekend coming up in a little bit. You got the Super Bowl right now. I got your prop bets. I got all kinds of stuff. But let me tell you something. You know Hatchet, man. I'm always hustling. I've always got my hand in the fire. Many hands in the fire. And so I'm out there looking to make you money in a variety of different ways. Now, I will say this. I believe in gambling. Let me say this right now. I believe in gambling for children. Okay, let me explain this. I believe in reasonable, sensible gambling for children. I understand that no one is going to probably make this legal in the very near future, but clearly your kid can play blackjack. They can play slapjack. They can play all kinds of kids' games. They can make, friendly wages like $20, $50 on a game. But I understand it. Your kids cannot get rich playing like, $20 goldfish and stuff like that. You can't do it. It's not going to happen. And I'm not telling anyone to, fix games for their local, junior high basketball or any of that stuff. The best way to make money right now is through a thing that they invented called NIL, okay? It's doesn't really have the name doesn't mean anything, but NIL, what it means is your children are going to get paid now. You can get your kids paid. So listen to this, K-Gal. I started something called Hatchet Man's Factory of Rain. Hatchet Man's Factory of Rain. What we're doing is we're making it rain for children. So we've got a whole thing of NILs worked out for all of your kids. If you're sitting there saying, wow, all you are is a taker. You come out here and you eat all this pizza, all this spaghetti. Everything you do is take, take, take. It's time for you to give. This is a chance for you to use your kids to make money. If your kids have some skill, a little bit of skill, Hatchet Man's Factory of Rain can help it rain all over your children. And, of course, you're going to have – you got control of the finances. So their money is your money. I mean, obviously. So what I'm going to do is help find – I'm going to match you with different types of NIL people. I'll give you an example. Right now, we got a kid right here from my own school, Bergen Catholic. We got him a deal with prepaid Cricket. So Cricket Wireless is now giving this kid a burner phone, and he gets that every month. He switches it out. Unbelievable. That's part of Hatchet Man's Factory of Rain. 1-800-676-5200.
Well,
I got IHOP, Waffle House, Shoney's. You want a breakfast deal? Unbelievable. I got the three very best in the whole land. And then this is my favorite one right now. We're working with a kid out of, it's not exactly Temple, but it's a junior college that feeds into Temple a lot, university. And we're working with him and getting him hooked up with Kirkland's. You ever know, do you know about this Kirkland's? You kidding me? They got Walmart's, Colts, oatmeal, even for you people in Texas, jalapenos and whatnot, giant jaws of them, mayonnaise, cheese. You can get gloves, like so many things from, you ever heard of that from Costco, Kirkland's?
No.
Unbelievable.
It sounds like
I got one of those
making it rain.
I'm working on.
You're making it rain with breakfast sandwiches. No. It sounds like a big
NIL.
Well, NIL stands for name, image, and likeness. But yeah. No. Make it rain for the kids. That's unbelievable.
Hey, what about a prepaid phone? Are you kidding
me? A burner phone. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
So we got a lot of stuff. I got, you ever see these places that have the statistics and whatnot? We started that. Maki was doing it. I got another company. I'm working on new analytics. It's called Focus on Pro Football Stats. And what we do is we cover a lot of stuff that's basically what you'll put in the analytics category. Maki takes a white piece of paper. No one's doing this. And he will follow one single wide receiver. Mm-hmm. And he'll put a pencil down wherever that wide receiver is on the white piece of paper, like it's a football field. And whatever route he runs, he draws it with a pencil.
Mm.
So, like, he does this for an entire game. So you basically see the entire route tree of one single wide receiver for an entire game. Nobody's doing that.
Nobody.
We're keeping track of things like, you ever see when guys hurdle over somebody? Where's the stat for that? We got a stat for hurdling people, choke moments. Everyone's waiting, this is this guy close in lane, and he did this. Oh, game-winning drives. Who cares about that stuff? We already know that stuff. What about when a guy's a choke artist? When a bum ends up costing you money because he can't get there, and he ends up choking off a giant favorite, just like Nickel State basketball did the other day when they were up 21 and somehow won by 4 points when they were laying a bunch of – that's a choke moment. So what we're going to do is we're going to track these, K-Gal. Mm-hmm. We're tracking choke moments. No one else is doing this. How about this? What about when cornerbacks, and they do the incompletion sign when a guy misses a ball, and they do incomplete. You ever see that? Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, incomplete.
Yeah, well, we're tracking it now. Congratulations. You now got the very best in Focus on Pro Football Stats. So if you, maybe your middle league team, your Pee Wee League, your high school, your college, maybe even if the NFL's listening right now, Texans, Houston Texans, what are you doing down there? Are you Lovie Smith? What a joke. But listen, if you want to track your stats in a different way, 1-800-676-5200 and backdoor covers. We're covering backdoor covers. We're actually the statistical people who are unafraid to start tracking when guys get backdoor covers.
Focus on Pro Football
Stats.
Yeah, there's a Pro Football Focus.
Is different. We're the ones that do the hurdles and the incompletes. And the Maki draws on the paper.
Yeah.
And we do the, I just told you, choke moments. Do they have choke moments? Do they have backdoor cover moments?
No, they don't. No, there's no choke moments.
Yeah,
the incompletion sign. No, they don't have that.
Incompletion signs. And that tells you kind of who's the biggest douchebag cornerback out there.
Right.
But look, I'm telling you, This other place with the football focus that you're talking about, that's for like little kids. That's kid stats. You can find those anywhere. You can find those in the USA Today. But when we're talking about focus on pro football stats, finding these things pretty much anywhere. And definitely not in a major publication that forces you to buy a subscription. No way. 1-800-676-5200. Hey, I need to ask you something.
Well, go ahead.
Think about your team coming up short of a win-loss total in Vegas. You guys were like 4.5 and you hit 4. It had to be a devastating. How many cowboy boots were lost? How many Spurs and cowboy hats that had to be given to a pawn shop so you could pay off your books?
Well, you know, I think most people here knew and probably went under. So I think that was probably a big win for a lot of people here because we know this team, and it's that we know. I don't know if you heard, they're not very good. I don't know if you heard about that.
Well, there's a lot of great. I mean, I don't know about that. You had the Watson guy that was.
Yeah, he didn't play. I don't know if you
played it.
He didn't play.
Every touch and goal. A lot of people thought he would play. Mm-hmm. A lot of people thought the Watt kid would play.
No, he was traded.
The wide receiver with the dreadlocks.
Yeah, he did. He was traded. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. I mean, you know, you look at that. My, how the mighty have fallen. And, you know, you guys sit in judgment of the G-men. And in the meantime, wow, you're ahead of us.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Number three. We're five.
Yeah.
You're three.
Well, that's actually
that's terrible.
Yeah, that's no. It's actually horrible. Hey, so what do your analytics tell you about a Super Bowl? We got the Super Bowl. Yeah. I mean, and nobody is getting winners like you. What kind of winners are you going to give us?
You know, a lot of winners. Actually, listen. Yeah, the side total. I got the side total. That's not a problem. We got some different types of algorithms mm-hmm. that basically told us what's going to happen. If you guys want that, I'll just put it this way. This game is definitely going to go, and then you fill in a blank, over or under. But I know one of them. I feel very strong. Mm-hmm. It's definitely going to go. What do you think?
Well, one of the two, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
1-800-676.
One of the
5200. And inside, I'm looking at this. I'm saying, wow, Matthew Stafford. You know, everyone thought he would basically could never be a quarterback again after Megatron. Passed away, or passed on, or whatever.
No, he
passed out of football.
Yeah.
And then I said, wait a minute. What if he goes with the kid Cup? What if he goes with, like, have you seen this guy? He's like strawberry blonde Abraham Lincoln. Have you seen?
Yeah,
that?
It's
a Lincoln beard. I mean, the guy was killed. Yeah, but at one point he had an amazing run. So like Lincoln was killing it at one point, and then you know he got shot and killed. But that's one of those things. That was an inside job. If you have inside information, they could have saved Abraham Lincoln. That's what I'm saying. 1-800-676-5200.
That kind of analysis you don't find anywhere. You just don't find that kind of analysis anywhere. So your inside information, you got, of course, you got people and inside on both of these teams, right?
No, but listen, getting back to Lincoln, the guy could have been saved.
No,
called. You know, I wasn't alive back then, but whatever the Inside Sports Syndicate was back in like the 1700s, yeah, you could have called and maybe saved his life. And that's the thing I'm doing with you right now. Joe Burrows, are you kidding me about this kid? Unbelievable how he throws it around. He scores touchdown. He does the TikTok dances and all this stuff. And like everyone's like, Tony, you couldn't have seen this coming. I said, yeah, I had him going as the first pick last year before the draft. So, yeah, I gave my Inside Sports Syndicate, I gave the Platinum Club Joe Burrow to be the first pick in late April. We had that one going for you. And then I saw this coming a mile away. Are you kidding me? 1-800-676-5200.
Right.
I'm going to say this. Over 3.5 planes in the flyover. Fire on over 3.5. I think it's going to get there. Your flyover is going to have 4 to 5 planes. I know how many. Well, let's just say you're going to get there in over 3.5. Also, heads and tails. You ever seen this bet? Heads and tails?
Yeah, no, I've seen it, yeah.
Guess what?
Coin toss, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Heads and tails, right?
Right.
Here's one of the things that I found out. 3 years ago, an official who would go unnamed, he showed this thing, heads and tails. Remember, you know, I had to show it on TV. This side's heads, this side's tails. Everything is kosher, right? As my Jewish friends say. Wow. Unbelievable. But do you notice that the right hand with the coin all of a sudden slips to where you can't see it out of the frame? And then when he comes back, I found this out from inside information. Heads, heads. All of a sudden, the next coin, heads, heads. They didn't even have a tails on it. So if you were out there and you know that they got tails, tails, or heads, heads, and that they're running a game on you, wouldn't you want to know what the game side is? Absolutely. Let's just say this. That coin that's going to hit the ground is going to have one side to it times two. 1-800-676-5200. I got that one for you. And finally, Gatorade bath. Every year people say, Hatchet Man, what's the Gatorade bath going to be? Here's a helpful little hint for you. Play the field. Play the field. Because with Gatorade Zero now, they change it up. Have you ever seen these goofy flavors they got?
Yeah.
All these different types of colors and different types of flavors that you never heard of. Mango, chartreuse, or whatever it is. And then all of a sudden you get hit with one of those. Play the field. Gatorade. I'm giving you that for free. Play the field. Also, let's go ahead and do this. If you can find a prop bet where the Rams get 15 points, play that one.
Rams getting 15 points.
You're gonna
that's
have to
a
lay
nice
a
bet.
You got to lay the number, but I think you're going to get there.
Yeah, that's going to be minus 20,000. But, yeah, I like it. I like it. Boy, what a pick.
Probably minus 450.
You only get that here. Plus, all these NIL deals that
coming
up
kids.
Oh, no,
I mean,
I'm telling
you.
Do
you care about your kids enough to help them make money for you?
Yeah.
Do you care about your focus on pro football stats? Are you, are you going to be with the times and start to worry about math?
that's something.
My kids did all right in math.
Yeah, no. I'm telling you, get it. Get in now. Get in while you can. 1-800-676-5200.
Will Lovie Smith have a bid next year?
1-800-676-5200. Yes.
I already know what he's doing, and you can find action on it today.
All right, you get action today. At 1-800-676-5200. That's just the best. It's the best information you'll find in anywhere.
Absolutely. You said it, not me.
Right
but
here.
It is true.
On Tony the Hatchet Man. Hey,
Hatchet
Tony.
Man's factory of rain for all of your NIL deals.
NIL, name, image, likeness, NIL, where you can get, apparently you can get some kind of a sandwich if you're in the is NIL, or you can get a burner phone. Wow. That's some kind of NIL deal he's puts together. He's putting together. He's unbelievable, that Hatchet Man. Unbelievable. Cricket prepaid NIL deal. Just one a month. Okay? Or get waffles at IHOP. He's something.
A variety of waffle places, apparently.
Apparently.
He's got all the
I was
going
to tell him, hey, maybe we get here if he comes to Houston, maybe chopped beef sandwich from Damaris. An NIL
He's
deal.
Done commercials for Yanni Damaris in the past.
He has.
Oh, yeah. He spoke for Damaris Barbecue. He did recorded commercials for him. Yanni Damaris Barbecue. I can't do his imitation.
No.
But it was something like that.
Something like that. That's fun. No, that's fun.
I like to just let you handle that. I don't have a lot of respect for that guy.
Why? He doesn't pick winners.
He doesn't ever pick winners.
He picks winners.
None of those are actual winners that you can find anywhere.
No, you can find it. Yeah. Rams plus 15.
Plus 15 minus 450? Minus 45,000, maybe. More than 4,500 is more like what it would look like. Hey, listen, here's the thing. If you are looking for your own website, and I know Hatchet Man has the Discount Sushi Emporium and things like that, but if you are looking for a chance to get your website to where it needs to be with all the services that you offer, with examples and portfolios of what it is that you're doing. You could be a restaurant. You could be a piping company. You could be anything. Our friends with plumbing, really doesn't matter. They're going to shine the best light on you with your best work, and they're going to create a billboard for you in your website that gives people all the information they need, and it can be interactive as well, whether it's through purchase products like e-commerce where they can sign up for your services right there online, or even if it is with embedded videos that they'll produce for you and handle social media management and brand awareness. They're doing it all. Make sure that you go to sitejab.com, sitejab.com. That's sitejab.com.
ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 9:36 ESPN 97.5. So Bengals tight end CJ Uzoma, he says he's playing. He looked like he was in bad shape in the championship game.
I made a little play on Underdog when I had to do my draft. You're having to draft teams off of two teams, draft players. It's not easy. And at the end, people were either deciding they were going to draft Uzoma or let him go. And I decided, I'll take the chance that he plays. Because if he does, I'm in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
Basically, if you get Cooper Kupp with the first pick, you win. That's how I look at this. If it's a three-man draft, for example. I mean, if you get Cooper Kupp, then you can wait until the very next pick that comes up. Second pick isn't bad, but who's your second player going to be?
Jamar.
Against Jalen Ramsey. That's a little scary.
Yeah. Would you take Odell second?
No, that's why I think the number two is either Jamar or
Higgins.
Theirs is Joe Mixon. In the game, theirs is Joe Mixon, but he's not getting as many catches lately.
No, Perrine is in there. That's interesting. I think I would have to go Jamar because if he's got that breakaway that could change a game. But CJ had this to say at Media Day. I don't know. Maybe it was on this show or whatever. Whatever the case may be. Here's CJ Uzoma talking about what he's going to do if the Bengals win the Super Bowl.
That's awesome. I love it. I'll take a bath in chili. I was talking to somebody else. They said, yeah, I'm going to take a bath in the chili if we win. So I'll join him in that. I was on a podcast, PMT podcast with Big Cat, and he said he was going to do it. And I said, I'll join you. Easy. 100%. I'm wearing swim trunks, but you put it in a swimming pool, I'll dive in there and I'll eat my way out.
He is going to take a bath in Skyline Chili if they win the Super Bowl. That's the grossest.
We said this before, but Skyline Chili is a big Cincinnati thing. This is their big, you ever had Skyline? And my parents did it to me when my dad coached at University of Cincinnati. It's
chili with noodles.
And they took us there, and it's like spaghetti with I guess, chili on it. Yeah. And it has cheese. And it was kind of like having spaghetti.
It was kind of like having chili, only it had noodles in it.
See, it's either way.
Yeah.
I go with the noodles, but then you threw some shredded cheese on it.
See, I always thought.
Threw some shredded cheese. Well,
have you had it?
No.
I'm going with Texas spaghetti.
I've had it there. You've had it there.
I've had it.
But I've always understood that, their chili recipe is different than, a chili you get in Texas. Like, it has, cinnamon and weird spices and stuff.
It does. It does. And so this is the thing. Why are you throwing it on noodles, basically, to make it like spaghetti?
Yeah.
Why don't you throw it on. Do it. You'd be better off going right, putting it on rice, putting it on like a common person, a good person would do, like on some Fritos. Turn that thing into it's a Frito pie. Well, if your chili's good, that's what we'll remember from it.
Yeah, you get that.
I'll just tell you now.
If you want to give me a Frito pie right now,
I'll eat a Frito pie
right
now.
Frito pies are the best vehicle for chili.
100%.
You got the crunch. Just chili.
Now, I mean, yeah, it's fine, but how about chili with some crunch to it and some grated cheese on it, maybe some onions and mustard.
Don't get me wrong. No. I'm not going to disrespect Frito pie.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is chili's good.
Chili is good when it's done right.
If Skyline Chili is your go-to cuisine, I don't want to live in that city. That's just not somewhere I want to be. I mean, Cincinnati was fine. It's a nice little town. They got stupid helmets, but... You know, their baseball team used to be really, really, really good, and it sucked ever since. 20 years. They won in 90, 30 years now that it really sucked there. But, I mean, this is not something that you should be proud of or that you should tout as something that's good for your city. It's chilly, okay? Stop already. It's horrible. Don't do this anymore. If they take
what do you want them to do?
How about a Skyline?
What is their food?
Instead of Gatorade, a Skyline chili poured over the
supposedly,
coach.
Some of the guys from PFF that I talked to Mike Renner.
Wait
for a
minute,
little bit.
Is this Hatchet Man's PFF?
No, Pro Football Focus, not Focus on Football Professional Stats or whatever.
Right.
No,
right.
Pro Football Focus.
Right.
Mike Renner was there, who also was on The Bachelor at one point. That's one of his claim to fame, one of the PFF guys. But he's a pretty boy. But he said, actually, since he moved there, because all the PFF guys moved there when Chris Collinsworth bought it, he said you know, there's actually the food scene, and he's a big foodie. He said food scene's actually gotten way, way better. I think that's probably happened in a lot of places, but I don't know what they're famous for. From a food and entertainment standpoint, what is Cincinnati famous for?
That's it.
Killing Harambe. That's what they're famous
killing
for.
Killing Harambe.
That's right. They killed Harambe.
WKRP and Skyline Chili. That's it.
And now Joe Burrow, though. That's why it's
so
important.
Joe Burrow, yeah.
Having Joe Burrow is the guy who's already memed out with his glasses because it's such a weird look for this guy to dress like that. It doesn't seem – you think it's kind of a, hey, Joe's going to get canceled. Did you see how he dressed for Halloween a couple of years ago? No, that was after the – that was headed into a playoff game. He wasn't trying to like be a fake pimp or something. He's going to get canceled. He tried to dress like a pimp. And people are going to see this and realize he's culture. No, 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 no. He's not. That was not a Halloween thing. This is how he's actually dressing now. No, no. This is Joe. Did you see when he was making fun of people by doing those dances on TikTok and in the locker room? No, he was actually doing those dances.
Yeah, no.
He wasn't trying to make fun of anything. He wasn't trying to offend anyone. This is Joe now. When he did the cigar thing. He's just smoked cigars after games. He's been doing this.
It's what he does.
Joe is not. I know you think it's an act or a bit, but this is who Joe is slowly morphing into. This is in his heart. It's just coming out.
When we come back, our final news of the weird of the week here on ESPN 97.5. Do you want to get on the poop train? That's what I want to know when we return. Do you want on the poop train?
If you eat Skyline Chili, you might be.
You might have to get on the poop train. You don't know. If you're going to take a train to Cincinnati, you might be on the poop train. You don't know. But first, Craig DeSerf, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, and Craig DeSerf, I've been telling you about this morning, and I spent time talking about the GMC side, the Sierra. How about the Chevy Silverado? How about the Chevy Silverado when it comes to getting a great offer on a pickup truck? If you go see my friends at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton, you're going to get taken care of. And I know for some of you, you have gone from pickup truck to SUV, and then maybe your work or maybe the stuff you do at home or your work, you want more carry space and cargo space. Or maybe you've had kids go off to college or whatever, and you don't have as many people in your car anymore. And you say, you know what? I would love to get that brand new 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500 LTD truck. Oh, I'm glad that that's what you want, because it's the strongest, most advanced Silverado that they've ever made. And right now, Craig DeSerf and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC are offering 0% financing on the new 2022 Chevy Silverado. Again, search online at LanceZCars.com for any of your trucks or your SUVs or your crossover vehicles. They're going to give you more on your trading value, and they will give you every possible offer that they can find to lower your rates. Chevy. Find new roads.
Hola, soy José Altuve, All-Star y MVP. Si necesitas un vehículo nuevo, ven a Gulf Car Chevrolet, Buick and GMC. Chevy, te encuentra camino.
Isn't it weird?
This is so weird.
Time now for News of the Weird on the Bench.
Boy, what the hell's wrong with you?
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Good news. The poop trains from New York to Alabama may be running again after some kind of problem with the permits.
First of all, what are you talking about?
Okay, so these trains, look at all these containers full of New York City sewage going down to Alabama. I mean, it is...
That is such a stereotypical...
Do you want...
We'll just
New York
ship
City.
Our, we'll just
poop.
Ship our ship over to you, Alabama. That's we don't right. care.
How much do you have to pay Alabama to take your sewage? I mean, do you want this in Texas? Do you think New York
no,
poop should
I
come
don't
here?
Want listen. I know half of California has moved to Texas. Don't I don't want
we don't
to take
want, we already got we California don't want
your,
poop.
We don't want your poop plant here.
Holy oh, crap. Yeah.
Well, how if much I, is New York paying? Texas
yeah, sorry, that's
to do
the
that.
Thing. That's the thing. You better be paying an awful lot if we're going to take all your poop, New York. Holy crap. Look at it. Train after train after in L. Okay, so listen. How about this? An experimental replication shows knives manufactured from frozen human feces do not work.
Wait, what?
So they were trying to make knives.
What happens when it thaws out?
Something that you would cut your food with. With
Who's
frozen
doing this?
Human feces.
Who is doing this and why?
The ethnographic account of an Inuit man manufacturing a knife from his own frozen feces to
Inuit
butcher
is...
and disarticulate a dog has permeated both the academic literature and popular culture. Why in the bleep would we want to make a knife
words.
Out of frozen human feces?
Well, he was an Inuit man, which means they used to call it the E word.
Uh-huh. Well, everything's frozen there, right?
Yeah.
Might as well see
That's
if I can
saying.
Make a
he
knife
like,
out of it.
I could. And what did he try to do? Disintegulate
yeah,
a
was,
dog?
He was disemboweling.
What? You said a word. You didn't even say disembowel. You said a word.
Disarticulate. Disarticulate.
What does that mean?
I mean, I guess take his tongue out. I don't know what it means.
It actually might.
It might be.
That is a weird story all the way around.
Yeah. Here's another garbage
story. So far, we've got a lot of feces
that means-
in your news of the... In your feces of the weird?
To separate bones at the joints.
Oh, nice. That's what, what's his name does? The killer. The
Dexter? Dahmer?
No. The TV show.
Oh, Dexter.
Dexter. Yeah. That's what Dexter does. Yeah. That's all right. Okay. I don't know why you would want to do that, Inuit man. But I'm sure there's a lot of frozen stuff. You could use something else to make a knife. Here's another garbage story. A holiday maker, a guy on holiday from Britain was drunk and he vomited his false teeth into a toilet on a boozy night out in Benidorm. And he was stunned when they turned up 11 years later. Apparently, they were found in a landfill in Spain. They used DNA records to eventually track him down.
Because they thought
they
he was
brought
dead.
Him his dentures.
They got this and thought somebody's been killed, probably.
Yeah.
And like, let's find out who was killed. We're going to solve this crime. And like, no, he's actually still alive. So, why, these teeth look like they're good. Why would he just get rid of them? So they probably, hey, we've got your teeth here. I lost them when I was dead. I don't care.
He
just,
said.
Here, come get your teeth.
He said he was drunk. He puked them. He went to the next bar, and his buddy said, hey, where are your teeth?
Okay, so this is usually how you play this game. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever been so drunk that you threw up your teeth?
I've never been that drunk that I've thrown. You have. You pooped in a popcorn box.
Well, I did that on purpose.
Yeah, well.
That made sense to me at the time. Like, I don't want to go all the way down the hall.
I guess.
But you got to remember now, it was a giant. It wasn't like something you get at a. It was one of these giant ones from a Macy's or whatever with three. Yeah, that was a conscious decision.
Yeah,
I
that
made.
Was a bad decision.
I'd never thrown up my teeth.
Your roommate thought it was a very bad
I
decision.
I did pass out in jeans in a shower one time. I don't know how I got there.
Women in Kenya are celebrating. Apparently, polygamy has been legalized in Kenya, where a man can now marry multiple women. And a giant women's group was out celebrating on the streets.
Okay, so were they celebrating that they could now be married as well, and maybe they weren't, and there's not as many men? Or were they celebrating because, good, now we can add a couple more so I don't have to hear from him as much?
Yeah, no.
Just like Big Love, where
maybe
if you're tired of Bill, you'd be like, just go see Marge or go see Nikki.
I'm sick of you right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Which one is it?
I don't know which one. All I know is they're happy. They're happy that they get their man in a polygamous situation. They were probably out and about anyway. Apparently, the government says, Tesla, you cannot make cars that fart.
What?
Yeah, they were making cars that could fart at pedestrians. But the U.S. government says, no, you cannot make a car that farts at pedestrians.
So why would you have to enact this? Like, it would have to be as a reactionary move to just kind of, if somebody's crossing the street when it's not, they don't have a cross light in the middle of a green light. Because I've noticed now people don't really care about any rules at all.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe they thought it was impolite. I don't know. But Tesla owners can't make their cars fart at people anymore. Because I think it may have started a few, you know, maybe a little road rage.
Yeah.
Going on. Maybe that was it.
Yeah, they're pedestrians.
Apparently, there's a new tampon law in Ann Arbor. And their county courthouse was found in violation. You would think the courthouse would not be in violation of the tampon law.
No, I don't want to know what the law is. But,
well, every public building has to supply free
okay.
hygienic okay. Materials for women.
I noticed that you didn't mention what Tyler sent us yesterday. Did you happen to see what Adidas did?
I didn't see what
Adidas did. I'm an Adidas guy. I thought this was a strange one. Tyler, why don't you tell John what that Adidas tweet was? I'll pull it up for him so he can see it on the air.
Email. He can also pull it up on his computer. I can't pull it up on any of these computers because it's not safe for work.
I didn't see it, so I don't know where it is.
To sell sports bras, Adidas decided to tweet out, I think it was like 25 pictures of bare...
Oh, I saw that. And the final one was...
Bare breasts.
Was gross.
The final one?
I wouldn't say the final one.
It was mortal. It was actually Wordle, and at the bottom, it spelled out gross.
No, you're talking about somebody made something.
That was a meme.
Basically making the comment. It wasn't a Wordle. No, Adidas didn't do that. Somebody created a meme that did that.
Somebody Adidas did tweet did out the guy from Mad Men, and he said, what if we just tweet a bunch of T's? And that was his commercial idea.
Oh, that was a good idea.
I mean,
women were coming out like, "Are you going to do this with the male genitalia as well?"
If they do, it's,
or because
it's
they need
blocked.
Support with the underwear? Are you going to do this or compression
Why not?
Shorts?
Do it.
Are you
going to
put that out there on your advertisement?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea what they're going to do. What they'll do next?
It's like the classic Ron White. If you've seen one pair. You want to see them all.
You've seen them. You want to see them all.
But it is 100. It is 100% not a. Is 100% not. Oh, this commercial.
Yeah, no, that's not good. We got to go. Hey, the Super Bowl this weekend. We will talk to you about it on Monday. Everybody, hope you had a great week listening to us. Greeny is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And don't forget Vanessa and Pauly G start on Monday right here. So you have a great holiday weekend. And we'll talk to you again on Monday.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.